This goes to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Pyle, P-Y-L-E, date of birth 12/19/1952. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pyle with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperaldosteronism. His last visit was January 27th of this year. He is trying to lose weight by restricting caloric intake, and he's lost 7 pounds over the last 6 months. He's having a great deal of right knee pain as well as right hip pain. He's had some injections in the right knee by his orthopedic specialist, and he's waiting to get another hyaluronic acid injection in that knee soon. But he's afraid he may need some surgery in both spots fairly soon. He's been getting labs at least every 1 to 3 months for us, and they have been stable since January of this year. No hospitalizations since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, sputum production, or wheezing. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight spironolactone is 25 milligrams daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligrams daily. He has Advair inhaler. He's using fish oil, 1,000 milligrams daily, which was recommended for elevated hemoglobin levels about 6 months ago. He's having no adverse effects, no excessive bleeding. He takes a multivitamin and fenofibrate also. He's not using aspirin. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, pulse 82, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with an end expiratory wheeze, which clears with cough. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/18/2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.53. Estimated GFR is 48. Albumin 4.1, calcium at 9.0, sodium 137, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3.3. Hemoglobin is now 16.2 in the normal range again. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He will continue to have lab studies every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. And 3, secondary hyperaldosteronism, controlled with spironolactone. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.